maybe 10 or 15 feet above me was a barn owl just wheeling, and it was just silent. That's a fantastic experience. I remember that.
Welcome to the second series of the Kintyre Way podcast. In the previous series, my blind dog Jed and I walked the Kintyre Way and spoke to people along the route. In these episodes, we're branching out a little to speak to interesting people or visit interesting places in the area. In this episode, I speak to Neil Hindman, who, as an experienced long-distance walker, has completed the Kintyre Way several times and in both directions. He was kind enough to spare some time to discuss his experiences on the way.
I was thinking as before I came on, I've done about 20 long-distance walks in Britain, and it's the one I like best. I've done about six times. So I have a slight ambition to maybe do it every year until I can't stop doing it. I'll just do it every year, I think. I like it.
Yeah. And both directions, is that correct?
Yes. Once I did it from south to north. I was going across Scotland just after I retired. So I thought that would be a nice break, you know, a nice sort of definite break. You couldn't take 3 weeks off when you're working. So it was quite a nice sort of division between working and retiring. It was the first bit of it, the important part of it at the beginning. Sort of a walk that joined on with the Cowell Way and then went across Loch Lomond and then across Stirling Way and then to St Andrews in Fife. It's nice. Slightly different than that. I think it's better going north-south, actually, but it's interesting to do it in a different direction.
Yes, I was going to ask that. I mean, you said you'd done it once from south to north, which sort of implies that north to south maybe is it easier or what makes it better?
I think you tend to, the dramatic views tend to be, they come upon you sometimes, don't they? They come upon you when I recognize the piece you're talking about when you're a little between two copses of trees and you break out into in the final bit towards Macrihanish and you see the sea and all the views like that, I think, tend to be in that direction. You know? Another view I quite like is when you come down near Colfin, you know, above Skipness, and then you're in the sort of foresty bit and then it opens up and you see Arran in front of you. That direction helps that, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So have you done it in various different numbers of days? Have you always done
A little bit. I think you did it. I don't particularly like doing it, but the what you were describing was the long way from Carradale all the way to Campbelltown. I've done that, but I quite like the splitting up of that. So I usually do, the company I do it with normally splits it at Loch Lusser, and then you do the rest of it, just a tiny, like a 7 mile trip the next day, which is quite nice. And you know, I've been to the cinema in the afternoon. I quite look forward to doing that. It's part of my routine as I go to the cinema in the afternoon.
Oh, lovely.
When I do the short walk, I used to organise the, I think it's 2006, I think it started. So at the beginning, I would organise my travel. And I've never camped. I was watching a YouTube video of someone camping in the winter under tarpaulin. I thought that was heroic. Mm-hmm. I don't do that sort of thing, but I would carry my clothes and things. That was quite a heavy sack, and also organise accommodation. But I use a company now, which is a lot better, and it'll arrange courier to courier bag and obviously transport and pick you up from the end of a walk. But sometimes that would, if you were doing it yourself, sometimes you wouldn't. You'd get two nights accommodation fixed, and then the third one in the middle wouldn't be quite right, so you'd have to go back to the beginning again and alter them again so you could get the distances right. You don't want to, sometimes if you had, you know, they say you'd arrange Carradale and Campbelltown, somewhere in between you'd have to organise accommodation, and it wouldn't always work out very well.
Yeah.
Although I was thinking about it, one of my memorable, I know you've got a bird of prey theme going, and I was when I was doing it myself, I'd arranged sort of the Tarbert to Clachan. I was staying at the Balnakil Hotel, and it was November. I went in November that time. It was very dark. I had my head torch on. Not exactly lost, but the path wasn't as clear just over Clachan as it is now. And one of the most memorable things I can remember is just a barn owl. I had my head torch on, and maybe 10 or 15 feet above me was a barn owl just wheeling at least for 20, 30 seconds above me, and making no sound whatsoever. It was really, the head torch wasn't very powerful. It literally was quite close. It's probably only 10 or 15 feet above me, and it was just silent. That's a fantastic experience. I remember that.
That's amazing. We do seem to have a bit of a theme going on.
Yes.
close encounters with birds of prey. That's beautiful. Do you walk on your own or do you come with friends, partner?
I've done it. But I walked with a brother twice, I think. And mm-hmm. normally, I prefer it on my own, actually, to be honest. But there's something to be said for having company and chatting, but I quite like it on my own. So you feel more self-reliant and you plan it yourself. And I get more reward from that, I think, than sharing the burden. But so I normally do it on my own.
I'd like to ask you about tips that you've got for other people who are either thinking of doing the walk or have done it and would like to do it again. What have you got for us?
I think although it's quite a long distance, I think I agree with you. It is challenging to some degree, but it's not that difficult. And navigation is no issue at all. So it's not, you don't have to worry about getting lost, I don't think. I think you probably take it seriously, though. It's not, there are bits, there are quite remote bits. The sort of Moulin section between Clonig up to Clachan, there's a little bits there that are quite remote, and there's also the last days. It's quite, you have to be careful with that. I've been in misty, wet days and windy days when it's not been that nice, so you have to be a wee bit, and I have proper equipment for that. Although it seems easy, you always, like all everything else on the hill, you should prepare yourself. The weather's a big thing, I think. It's not the terrain, it's not the navigation, it's the weather sometimes can make a difference. I remember going along Tay and Lone into the November as a sleet and snow and north winds facing into north winds. You have to be careful with it, I think.
Have you done the walk every at each time of year? Have you?
I've done it. Yes, I've done it. I've never done it in high summer because I think I think that some of the bracken and things it's heavy then. There's more midges then. I've done it in spring, which is very nice, sort of May, June time, which probably, in terms of being in Qatar, I think that's the nicest time in many ways. But I actually prefer doing it in the autumn. And I like because you can often get very nice days, nice sunny days. There's no midges. Bracken's died down by then. The colours, some of the fantastic sort of temperate rainforest bit around Clunig, and that's wonderful in a sunny day in the autumn. So I think autumn's the best time to do it. Occasionally you get sort of gales and things, so you have to, and I've started walks earlier, I've started them later some days when it's been like that. And obviously you still got quite a long day. It's not like it's winter time, you've got a long day to walk in. I wouldn't do the long walk from Carradale to Campbelltown. I'd break it in two if you can, because I don't quite enjoy that so much if it's such a long trek and the last bit isn't particularly exciting.
Along that road from Lhasa is sort of easy, but not.
It's pleasant, but it's not. It's after a long day.
After a long day, you just want to get into town.
Mm-hmm. I think I was quite surprised this year. The best day was actually the penultimate day, and that was that's a bit that usually you would say is not, it's along the road. From Campbelltown to Southend, and you think that wouldn't be very nice, but actually, really interesting. The roads, I think, only pass. You have to obviously walk in a road, you take care, but there's only passed two cars this year, and that was over 6 hours, whatever it is. But you get lovely views when you're climbing up the hill back down onto Dvar to see Dvar, or at the end, the Paul Winning part when you're going to the beach is quite a nice surprise at the end. You don't expect that, and going towards Southend, and I don't know why it is, but I've often seen. Very dramatic skies down there, sort of threatening over Sander. I don't know why that is, but more than once I've seen that, and I take pictures of it. And that's very dramatic. I think that was a nice day this time. That's the thing I find about it sometimes. You think that's your favorite day, but the next year it's a different day actually. And the walks, I've done quite a lot of long distance walks and Qatar Ways. I think it's quite unusual in the fact that it is varied on each individual day is varied. You'll say the middle parts of the Clonig one, you start off with your little temperate rainforest bit, then you've got your little moor part, and you've got your forest tracky bit, and then you're coming down into Clachan, and then the next bit you're on the beach on the Atlantic, you're looking at the Atlantic coming in, and you're seeing Cara and Dura, and that's all the days are like that. There's nothing that's relentless. I did the Yorkshire Dales walk early in the year, and that was really nice. But it was similar. All the days when you're falling over a valley and you're, the moor, it's pleasant, it's nice. But I think I quite like the way that Kintyre varies so much. It's never the same.
And you're going back and forth, sort of in
yes.
and out of all the bits. Yeah, that's actually a really common theme as well, along with raptors, is that you get a bit of everything, both terrain wise, view wise, and weather wise. You'll
I was
always
going to say, even the weather, because the geography dictating this, sometimes it can be wet and windy on the west and Tain Lone side. Then when you get across to Cardiff, it's lovely. Like this year, it's fine, it's lovely, it's sunny. Just because it's a long peninsula and the weather can vary. It's certainly worth, I'd recommend it anyway.
This may be an impossible question based on what you've just said, but do you have any favourite bits or any favourite memories from your walks apart from the Barnell?
Barnell's highlight.
Favourite views, even.
I like the view that you talked about with you when you break through the copse of trees and there's the ravine and the glen and you see Northern Ireland and the sea. I quite like the walkover when you're coming down Skipness River and you just turn the corner and then you see Ireland in front of you, just in a cove and farm. This just opens up. I like the view from the seafood cabin when I'm having a nice seafood platter, perhaps with a beer, and looking at Aaron across the way. I'm trying to make space for my first day to go there for lunch if I can. But I like it's not, as I was saying in my email, it's not, the walk isn't, it's not, the sea is always there. Every day you have a part, not all the time, but you also sort of touch base with the sea every time, which I like. So I like the sea. So,
any hairy moments? Any tales of problems?
Not apart from, I think something. One of the times I slightly worried one year was when it was very windy and wet and misty, and in the last section, just going over the hill, and that was time. Another time when you clamber over the rocks at Waterford, sometimes it was very slippy actually. It's probably the tide wasn't quite right. It was all right, but it wasn't probably sensible. Maybe I should have gone round the block a wee bit, gone up the hill and gone round the road. But that was the only time I was slightly. I never felt frightened on it, really. Never. I've done hill quite a lot of hill walking and things. I was thinking it's a different when you were talking about what you like about long distance walking, and I think it's when I do Munros, I've done Munros. You feel, especially before you had electronic, GPS and things, when you're doing your maps and you're doing your compasses, and which I still take, always take a map and compass, but when you're doing a hill walk, doing a Munro, you're more vigilant somehow. You're alert. You have to keep an eye on things, keeping the weather and the terrain and the navigation. You're more concentrated on it, and that's relaxing and enjoyable in its own way. But I think when you're doing a long distance walk, you tend to sometimes have difficulty turning off my mind and just forgetting things. But and a short walk doesn't do that for me. If it's just an hour, hour and a half, that doesn't do it. But when you're trotting along on a 5-6 hour walk or 7 hour walk, I find that really relaxing, and you just turn off and just look at what's going on. I don't even think sometimes, I don't know why I have sort of stated this, but you're just there, and it's very, very pleasant. I used to listen to podcasts and things. I've decided to stop doing that. I think it's nicer to be aware of what's going on, and mindfulness in a way that trying to concentrate what you're doing and the environment. But you don't think about things. I don't worry about the thing. And into it, several hours into it, it just goes by. I find it very pleasant.
Thank you so much to Neil Hindman for talking to me. For further information about the Kintyre Way, go to thekintyreway.com. Music for the podcast is by Strange Crazy.